beneath the St. Eustache Church, which is not too far from the shadows of the Notre Dame Cathedral, is an aged priest who bears the stained reputation of one who was not in communication with God. He is doughy in features and sports a greasy pageboy haircut. And in times of isolation, when the voices within his mind speak to him in whispers, Father Bertrand is driven by their utterances. Beneath the church lies a small room, and unlike the rest of the cathedral where the levels are constructed of stone, the floor inside this chamber is layered with soil that stinks of worm and decay. In the center of the room lies a circular slab, an altar that's faintly lit by candles. Against the wall, and as the flames flicker, the priest's shadow takes on a ghastly look, like something that appears less than human. The fingers of his shadow figure appear as long and thin as the tines of a pitchfork, the digits, however, moving with incredible expertise as he pieces together an unsacred tome. The voices inside of his head, all calling to him in whispers, directing him, telling him about his place in the eyes of God. The book. It is the Tome of Saints. Masterfully done, priest. After binding the book with sacrificial flesh, and then forging two bands of metal around it to be used as locking features with a key necessary to open the locks, Father Bertrand held the volume before him as though it was a newborn infant, with his eyes reflecting adoration for the volume whose pages were strangely empty. A masterful job, priest. Well done. The Book of Saints to be. Three shall follow. Three shall rise. And three will serve. Father Bertrand lowered the book onto the circular altar and cupped his hands over his ears. There were too many voices, too many whispers, all speaking at once. The Book of Saints to be, three shall follow, three shall rise, and three will serve. Words were overlapping one another to confuse him, the voices unmerciful in creating chaos in the aged priest's mind. The Book of Saints to be, three shall follow, three shall rise, and three will serve. Father Bertrand started to pound at his ears with his hands. Stop it! Stop it! Stop! There are too many! Silence. The voices were now gone. Lowering his hands, Father Bertrand looked at the volume sitting on this makeshift altar. It was his child, his creation that had been fashioned by sacrifice and the forging of steel. It was a tome filled with blank pages that would later be inscribed by the writings of future saints. This is my purpose, the priest stated softly. This is my gift from God. The whispers returned, all angry by their pronunciations, with too many voices chastising him as if he had spoken blasphemously. The priest once again placed his hands over his ears, but the voices continued mercilessly with their admonishments. Stop! More voices entered and added to the chaos, the roundabout confusion causing his world to spin on its axis. Stop! The knife, priest. Take the knife. Please, take the knife.